This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Want to hear real facts on social and political issues? Then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts with real people.
Maybe you know what a zombie is.
When you keep voting party line, this is what happens to you.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own.
You have subways that are falling apart. You have cops that are being accosted in the street because of that socialist you elected as your mayor.
You see them sometimes walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders.
When are you New Yorkers going to start holding those people responsible for what they do?
Not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. So don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Joe Messina Show. It's a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Look, get involved, get engaged, truly be, as I like to say it all the time, you already know this, be part of the solution. The way you do that is you get informed. Once you get informed, go to town, have a conversation with anybody you want to, just make sure you have a clue. That's where I'm coming from. Anyway, make sure you have a clue. It makes life just so much easier, and I do appreciate the time. All right, look, I got some interesting emails from you guys during the break, and because we were talking in the last hour, go back and get it if you want to. You know, between Bud and now Target, not only did Target put the LGBTQ, ABCDFG clothing for, you know, 0 through 17 or whatever it was, in the middle of the store, right? Now they hired a Satanist to design kids' clothing. Now, who thought that this was a good idea? Are you saying we're more enlightened, so the Satan thing is fine? What are you saying? What does it represent as a whole? I'm trying to figure this out. I don't have a business degree or a master's in business. Maybe this is taught in a master's of business class. I don't know. I'll tell you what I think, though. It's real simple for me. We've taught the kids there's no God. Right? We've been telling them that for a long time. We've taught them that life doesn't matter with abortion. Right? We've taught them that it's all about you. Whatever you want, whatever you believe is true. You don't have to answer to a higher power. You don't have to be accountable to anybody else. I believe there's a big connection between the drop in believing in God and Satanism and the whole LGBTQ, ABCD, EFG, plus 5 on our young kids. On the transgender stuff where they're wholly open, totally open to cutting and adding stuff to your little kids when they really don't have the ability to think that through on their own. It's a problem. That doesn't come from logic, rational thinking. That comes with a hatred for the designer, if you would. You know what I'm saying? So we needed, you know, again, we sat there, as I like to say, fat, dumb, and happy, thinking everything was going to be okay. Right? We just leave them alone. Not a problem. No. Doesn't work that way. Right, and the funny thing about it is they spin this stuff. We're the evil ones. We're the nasty ones. Well, guess what? They are. They're threatening violence. They're carrying out violence. Drag Queen Story Time is now a national movement, right? But it's, what is it really? It's a national movement to expose, you know, small children to men dressed up, making sexually provocative, not just costumes, but movements and dances and so forth. Again, why they called it adult entertainment. I mean, heck, you've got teachers and what have you, not a lot, but there are some teachers who come out and said, you should encourage your kids to watch porn. Really? Seriously. Comedian Leslie Jones, she lashed out at parents, vowing to give my foot right up your insecure, defective behinds. She goes on to say, now you're all protesting at libraries. Libraries! Dwight Green's reading books voluntarily to kids and their parents. Look at how they sugarcoat this. Look how they spin this to add, you know, just a little bit of what seems to make sense, right? Now you're all protesting at libraries. At libraries, why would you do that? You've got drag queens that are reading books voluntarily. They're giving up their time to read books to your kids, right? And their parents show up voluntarily for story time. When was the last time you volunteered to read your kids? I can tell you that I know Republican women who volunteered to read the kids and were told no. That simple. And not any Republican-esque book. Now, I realize books with no pictures is scary for some of y'all, but books, she's putting down the ones that are pushing against. Right? Just amazing, right? Helps kids escape to magical places where they can use their imagination to be anyone they want to be. A pirate, a mermaid, or a man in a dress. Right, got it. Anyway, again, it's amazing how they spin this. So you as parents are sitting there going, well, yeah, I don't know if we really can be uncomfortable with this. I don't know this. I don't know that. I think we really should rethink this. No, don't. You know in your gut it's wrong. When you know in your gut it's wrong, don't do it. Stay away from it. Seriously. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always appreciate the time that you're spending with us. You know, get involved, get engaged, get informed first. Brad Dacus joins us in just a few minutes. Don't go far. A lot more coming up on the Joe Messina Show.
Are you looking for the cheapest prices on car insurance? Then call the Cheap Car Insurance Hotline right now. Hey, you're guaranteed to save money on your car insurance. Most car insurances can be canceled at any time. That means if you find a better deal, you can switch right away. We're not just one company. We offer most of the major brands of car insurance. We're like a discount supermarket for car insurance. And it doesn't matter if you have a good record or a bad driving record. Our agents are experts at finding you the right car insurance for your needs. Our average customer saves hundreds of dollars a year when they call us to switch. So why don't you make this 100% free call right now and see how much you can save on your car insurance. Paid for by AIS Insurance.
Call 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. That's 800-399-7087.
Are you 60 plus and love to travel? Introducing the Senior Travel Discount Network. Brought to you by Low-Cost Airlines. Call us anytime, day or night, and save up to 75% on your airline and hotel reservations. We can help you save a ton of money to fly almost anywhere. We have inside discounts on over 500 airlines and 500,000 hotels worldwide. And when you call and mention the discount code 60PLUS, we'll give you an extra free night with your qualified air and hotel reservation. Now you can get the best prices on air and hotel reservations with your phone. We make it easy and fast for you to save money and book a trip. Remember, call the Senior Travel Discount Network. Mention the discount code 60PLUS for your free hotel night with your qualified reservation. Call now.
210-526-2010. 210-526-2010. 210-526-2010. That's 210-526-2010.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Hey folks, Tom D for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code George for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word George and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Last night never happened, and I'm going to marry him, and you and I are going to take this to our coffin.
I can't do that.
Why not?
I'm in love with you.
Snap out of it!
We are bad. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Look, get involved, get engaged, truly be, you know, part of the conversation, right? I mean, seriously, I want you to be part of the conversation. I want to make sure that you're well, not a little, but you're well informed. Okay, before you go arguing with somebody over whatever the issue is, whatever the situation is. And a lot of you, look, your heart's in the right place, you know, smack dab in the middle of your chest, but when you go out there to argue with somebody over some of these issues, you really don't know. You don't really understand. So, again, don't listen to me. I bring people in to have a clue. You know, seriously. That's why I've asked Brad Dacus to join me. He's the founder of Pacific Justice Institute. Always appreciate his time with me. And Brad, thanks for joining me again. I always appreciate your time every week with me.
Oh, I do too. Thank you so much.
All right, before we get rolling, because, you know, we sometimes bury ourselves in conversation, I want you to tell people, what is PJI, how they can help, what you're doing, that kind of thing.
Oh, you bet. So, yeah, we at Pacific Justice Institute, we're a nonprofit legal organization with 31 offices in 24 states, and we do our work completely without charge, defending religious freedom, parents' rights, sanctity of human life, for anyone who needs assistance without charge, and we don't just cherry pick a few cases here and there, high profile cases. We actually have a heart to make sure that no one is left on the side of the road wherever the American flag is flying. And that's what we do. That's where we're committed, and we're going to, that's our whole goal as an organization. If they want information to keep up with our more than 150 cases in active litigation, we encourage them to do so by going to our website, pji.org. That's P for Pacific, J for Justice, I for Institute, .org.
Well, they're a great organization. I can tell you they've helped out many people, people that I know of. And, you know, there's no ulterior motive there. They really care about the people. They really, and they know the law. Gee, there you go. That's the big one. They actually know the law. All right. Here we go. You're going to have some fun with this one. The FBI, you heard about this. They visited the home of pro-life activists. And you know what? You could see the video. They were there to intimidate. They had nothing on these people. I don't know if you're familiar with this. And you have to sit there and say to yourself, how do you protect yourself against this? If the, you know, you're seeing them more and more show up at people's homes, wondering why they were, you know, protesting against abortion, kind of thing. They can't do this. It's almost like they're looking for a crime. They're looking for something they can scrape some evidence together on to do something with you. This isn't this country, is it?
No, it's frankly very disturbing. It's actually a nightmare. When we understand what the FBI has become and how dangerous they have become to law-abiding, peaceful Americans, and particularly Americans of faith. They have expressed hostility with regards to Catholics, wanting to monitor Catholic Church from, quote, radical Catholics.
Yep.
You know, I'm sorry, but, you know, I've never seen radical Catholics in America planning to plot to blow things up or be violent or anything at all like that in any way, shape, or form. So this is, outrageous. And then also their pledge to, you know, monitor domestic terrorist translation. That is to monitor school board meetings and yep. those evil people called parents who might be dangerous. So this is the FBI that hides information and tries to change the election like a banana republic. And this was outrageous how they had information. They knew that the Russia hoax was just out of hoax, and they deliberately hid it and sort of played out. What they're doing with the January 6th people who are peaceful, nonviolent, how they're keeping them locked up and seemingly indefinitely, while not prosecuting any of the hoodlums who rioted and set cars and buildings on fire and in cities like Chicago and Philadelphia and Los Angeles, Seattle, et cetera. This is an FBI that we simply cannot trust. We at Pacific Justice Institute, we don't trust them. And it's sort of weird because I never thought I'd have to look over my shoulder and wonder, is that the FBI that's possibly going to, you know, be my offense as opposed to a potential robber or something like that? So it is a definite concerning time, and the only way to change it is at the ballot box in 2024.
Well, you know what I find really interesting about this story, when you dig into it a little bit deeper, you find out that the two people that the FBI came and spoke with, they were actually part of a parent group, and they had protested abortion by, you ready for this one, shutting down traffic, and they were arrested for doing so. Now, keep this in mind, because here you have a pro-life group that sat in the street and shut down traffic, and the cops dragged them away and arrested them. Yet we have the Antifa people, the BLM people, shut down traffic on and the eco freaks shutting down traffic on a regular basis. They don't get drug out, and you're finding people dragging them out of the way. But then the funny thing about this case is the FBI showed up after they were released, after the charges were dropped, they were released, and the FBI showed up knocking on the door saying, "Well, you're really not in any trouble. We just have questions for you. Now, if that happened, unless it was a real crime where they're going to show up with guns blazing, can you, for all intents and purposes, make an appointment with them?
Make an appointment with them as far as the FBI?
In other words, if the FBI shows up and they say, look, you're not really in trouble. We just have some questions for you about that sit-in that you were involved with, yada, yada, yada. Can you say to them, I need to get my attorney on the phone and or, that kind of thing? Or do you have to let them in?
No, you don't have to let them in. They don't have a blank check to just enter people's houses. Along with law enforcement, they have to have, in order to enter someone's home without their consent, there has to be an immediate evidence of a pending life or death emergency. So if someone with a madman with a gun suddenly, runs and gets into his house, they don't have to wait and get a warrant because that person's already posed a danger to society, to himself, and that's an exception, for example. But otherwise, no, they can't. In fact, we at Pacific Justice, we help people with situations where social workers have knocked on their door and threatened them to come inside and they inspect the house, maybe take the child. And we tell the parents, say, no, do they have a warrant? Because what box is checked? And I have at times said, okay, you do not have to let them in. Have the police put me on speakerphone and let me talk to the police officer. Say, officer, you do not have a valid warrant based on what was described. You must cease and desist. You cannot come into this house. And we prevailed in those situations. But FBI is a whole other dimension.
Oh, I can only imagine. Matter of fact, let's talk about this when we come back, because part of it is that they were being investigated for potentially violating the FACE Act. You'll have to tell people what the FACE Act is. Don't see your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up next in the break.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, silverlungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Term life insurance. It can be a powerful way to protect your assets and your family. You work hard to earn and save your money to build a nest egg for the future. Don't let it get wiped out because you didn't plan ahead. Take the time now and make a small investment in $500,000 or more in quality term life insurance. Call the Term Lifeline and let us shop the best companies to give you the lowest rates. We specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. Ask about some of our 10 and 20 year fixed rate plans with guaranteed rates. Call the Term Lifeline right now for your free insurance quote. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070. You owe it to yourself to protect your family and your assets. Make term life insurance part of that plan. Call the Term Lifeline right now. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. Ron DeSantis will launch his presidential bid with Elon Musk. Correspondent Von Hilliard says DeSantis is using Musk's platform because of Twitter's reach.
He has access to millions of Americans, a platform that, frankly, a political operation could not have access to.
Several reports say the Republican Florida governor will announce that he's running for president live on Twitter Wednesday night in a conversation with Musk. DeSantis trails former President Trump by by a wide margin in every major national poll. The days of Netflix subscribers sharing their passwords are coming to an end. The streamer began emailing customers Tuesday about its new password policy. Subscribers are given two options now. Transfer a profile to a new membership or share an account with someone outside their household for about an extra $8 a month. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Been established that persons who have recently died have been returning to life and committing acts of murder.
You know this man.
Go ahead. Make my day.
We are back. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5562. Look, get involved, get engaged. Truly be part of the solution. I love it when you're part of the solution because it means you've been paying attention. You know what's going on. And again, you can go from there. You know what? Again, let me get it back on. I'm all excited here. So Brad Dacus joins me, as he does every week. Founder of Pacific Justice Institute, protecting your rights as parents. You're protecting your rights as Americans. You know, Brad, on the story that I was talking about, they had a ring, you know, doorbell thing, so they were able to kind of record the whole thing with the FBI agents, so they have on audio and video. And, you know, is that admissible where it's common knowledge now, if you have a ring doorbell, you're being taped?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, and that's the prerogative of parents or people in a home to be able to do that. And the FBI is definitely not off the hook. Nor should they be. I mean, if anyone should be allowed to be taped, recorded, monitored, it's the FBI because they have so much power and ability to create havoc and injustice in people's lives. We must be able to hold them accountable with the greatest degree of exposure and transparency. I think that individuals should not be inhibited from having such recordings, and the FBI, frankly, should expect it. We at Pacific Justice encourage individuals who are being questioned by the FBI if they think they're going to be being intimidated or asked to do something that is a violation of their rights, not to hesitate to take out their cell phone and start the recording.
Yeah, she asked them if she could take it. Now, again, they're standing in front of a ring, a doorbell, okay, and you've got to be brain dead not to know that thing takes pictures, okay? And she asked them if she could take a picture of their badges, because she was going to check on them, and they said, no, we're not allowed to have anyone take pictures of our badges or take pictures of us, for that matter.
I do see that. I will say that. That is not unusual as a matter of protocol, and that's for the safety and security, say, of the officers. But as far as what they're saying, what they're doing, and having that recorded, that's a different ball game, and they're not immune from that kind of scrutiny.
So they were looking for this woman's daughter, And finally, the mother says, you know, I need to know what's going on. And the FBI says, I'm not going to, we will tell you, but we won't tell you until we ask her if it's okay. And finally, one of them said, we believe that she violated the FACE Act or the Freedom of Access Clinic Entrances Act. So help me understand. First of all, that you can't block a Planned Parenthood, that kind of it?
Right. The FACE Act was passed on May 26, 1994, signed into law by former President Bill Clinton, and it prohibits the following three things. First is the physical blocking or threat of any kind of force or obstruction, intimidation with regard to people entering an abortion clinic. The same applies to people wishing to enter a house of worship, a place of worship, and, you know, people while exercising their First Amendment rights to be able to worship. And then thirdly is any intentional damage or destruction of either an abortion clinic or place of worship. That's a very well established law, but has been used very liberally to single out one group and then not use it at all to allow another group to go free. And that's the problem with the FACE Act is unequal and unbiased enforcement.
Oh yeah, you're seeing more and more scenarios where, you know, like I said to you earlier, with that group that was yanked out of the street and arrested. They were protecting life. They were pro-life. But yet Antifa, BLM, and these other groups, these eco-freaks, they could block the street all they want, and nobody gets involved. Nobody, gets in front of them and says, okay, knock it off, until finally, you know, some of the drivers will grab these people and drag them over to the sidewalk, you know? So you and I have talked about this for years, and it's now becoming, I won't say mainstream, but it's almost like you can't get away from it no matter what. You know, Biden's education secretary, he claimed that teachers know what's best for parents. Parents need to back off and let the teachers do their job. And I'm saying to myself, you know, you're seeing that more and more. Not all teachers. Let's not paint with that broad brush. But a lot of teachers have that same attitude. Look, I'm a teacher. I've been trained for this. You have no clue what you're talking about. Leave us alone. Let us do our work. This is a dangerous precedent to allow to grow and, I won't even say fester, just to grow, because more and more, you've seen it here in California, you've been to other states. I mean, we are probably the most prohibitive states when it comes to parental rights in education, aren't we?
We are, and it's been very problematic. It's kept us very busy at Pacific Justice Institute, having to defend parents and parental rights against school districts. We've done it many times, not just a few times, many times. I guess multiple school districts up and down the state of California in particular, but also in other states as well. And we have, as you know, 31 offices in 24 states now. The basic attitude is it's a philosophy that many in public education have it, that somehow like they are the parents, that because they're a teacher, the child's there, they are the parents, and they can trump the biological, the legal guardians and parents. If what they're doing is somehow more progressive and more advanced, and they even belittle parents oftentimes because of their traditional religious beliefs or values and convictions, it's caused public schools to be a place of in the minds of many parents of great concern and even danger, as we're seeing playing out all the more with regards to children on all kinds of issues like gender identity confusion, sexuality, et cetera.
Yeah, and again, it's as a trustee of a public school, I've told you this before in the past. What we deal with in the 14 years, my God, that I've been on the board, you really think about this. The bottom line with it is that we're not dealing with academics anymore. We're dealing more with, these social justice issues, whether you have a urinal in a girl's bathroom, do you do tampons? It's ridiculous, the stuff that we're dealing with, and yet we're allowing our kids to become the laughingstock of the planet. Because here in California, when we used to be among the top five, we're now, when it comes to education, we're 47th in the nation. It's just God, it's ridiculous.
And even during the pandemic, it was once again California rose to the occasion of incompetency and inadequacy when they other states, red states, started opening up their schools, bringing the kids back in again, and starting the teaching while California just stayed shut down, staying shut down. The kids have paid the price for that in blue states like California, while parents and families in red states flourished, and those kids are academically actually ahead of kids in states like California, partly because of that, partly also because the schools are known for being much more union-controlled as opposed to parent-controlled. State laws give less discretion with regard to parental rights, parental choice in states like California versus Texas and Florida. I think that many parents are realizing that, and that's one reason why many are leaving those blue states and heading towards freedom-loving red states.
Yeah, and again, you know, you have to look at this stuff, people. I was talking to somebody about this yesterday, about how you've got a lot of people leaving places like California because they don't like, and you already know this, they don't like what's going on here. They don't like the rules that are put in place. They don't like the crime in the streets. And what are they doing? They go to those places and they vote for the people that made it happen where they just left. You know?
Right.
You scratch yourself in the head and go, are you paying attention? Are you truly paying attention? Did you just run away from this? You know, thinking it was all going to be better if you went somewhere else and did exactly the same thing. You know, just crazy that it's going somewhere to happen. I don't know how much you've been following the Clarence Thomas thing, you know, where they're calling for him to resign and they're ratcheting it up in the whole nine yards. But I loved what I saw recently when there were two articles from appeals court judges. And they wrote that, for all intents and purposes, this is a nothing burger. Because...
Right.
I mean, this guy had no cases in front of Clarence Thomas. There was no influence that could be asserted by Clarence Thomas on any case coming up anywhere. We'll talk more about this on the side of the break. Jump into your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
You live here?
Yes.
Well, maybe you know what a zombie is.
When a person dies and is buried, it seems to certain voodoo priests who have the power to bring him back to life.
Horrible.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own. You see them sometimes walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders, not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
We are back. Joe Bettini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Look, get involved, get engaged, truly be part of the solution. If you're part of the solution, then you're not part of the problem. It really is. I mean, people, you don't need a college degree for this one. It's really quite simple. Anyway, always a pleasure to have you with me. Brad Dacus joins me, as he does every week, kind of go over some of your legal issues or the things that really, which you have a right to. Most people don't really understand what their rights are when it comes to the law and their kids and education and so forth. And Brad, you know, again, we talk about this on a regular basis, but parents have a lot more rights than they know they have. A lot of them that I deal with feel so defeated, like there's nothing they're going to say or do that's going to move a school board, you know, or make a change for their child. And it's just not true. You've got to be willing to fight, correct?
Oh, you've got it. That's the most important thing. First, people learn what their rights are.
Yep.
And then number two is being willing to step into the ring. And knowing also that Pacific Justice Institute is there to stand by them when their rights are being violated. And, you know, we've helped school districts adopt very responsible policies with regard to parental rights. Like, for example, requiring written parental consent for a child to leave school with the exception of a medical emergency. Those are policies. Instead, we have school districts I'm thinking they have to allow the child to leave school without parents knowing about it to get an abortion, and then school lies about it. And school districts have been doing this for a while in states like California. But school districts don't have to adopt those kind of policies, and many of them are deceived and go the wrong way and try and, you know, so doing violate the rights of parents.
So, Brad, in the state of California, for instance, can a teacher, can a staff member take a child off campus to get a some procedure done? We'll open it up to anything, really. Some procedure done without parental permission.
Arguably, I would say no, because when the school district, when they do that, they're playing a role that is not designated for them to do. And that while they can't have a policy allowing a student to leave campus for reproductive medical services, but that's depending on if the school district adopts such a policy. School districts don't have to allow that to happen. We've gone head-to-head with that before in California. But if a school district does decide to adopt a policy saying, okay, yes, let the kids get an abortion and they have a teacher or someone else assist, and there's a complication and the place that the teacher takes them is just an abortion mill as opposed to a hospital, the child has permanent or serious or even fatal ramifications, that teacher, that school district is liable for major damages, potentially, and they're not protected. So from such liabilities, and that's why we were able to convince six school districts to change their policies with the ACLU threatening to sue them because their legal counsel agreed with us that they were assuming a major potential liability that they didn't have to assume.
Interesting. And most school districts don't even know that, though, right?
No, they don't. They don't. And, you know, the word is they don't have to have a policy allowing students to leave. The state law says may, but not must. And so it's, and on the face of it, it's very important that school districts have good counsel in this regard. And we at Pacific Justice, we're ready to, to go after any school district causing any harm to any child. And particularly when they're doing so in a way that violates the rights and wishes of parents.
Yeah, that's one of those things, people. You need to go look up online. You know what's going on. If there's a form you have to fill out, then get the darn form, figure it out, and get it in there. Make sure they know what that you filled it out, what you got going on. Otherwise, you know, it's going to be an oopsie moment. That's what you're going to hear at some point. They go, we didn't know. We thought you were on board with this, yada, yada, yada. And, we both know it's a line of crud. They're willing to do what they need to do to accomplish what they perceive is what's best for your child. And that's the biggest, for me, that's the biggest irritant there is, you know?
Right. And we at Pacific Justice, too, we researched the rights of parents in 41 states, the specific state statutory rights along with constitutional rights of parents in 41 states for opting out and for protecting their children. And the good news is we've customized these opt-out forms on our website for 41 states, and people can download them for free without charge straight from our website, pji.org, pji.org.
All right, so let's get back to Clarence Thomas because somebody's, like, nudging me now going, you're going to leave us hanging? And the funny thing about it is, notice that they're going after Thomas, they're going after conservative justices only, trying to find things that they've done or haven't done. They do have a code of ethics that they're supposed to live by or whatever, but in this case, they're trying to make a big deal out of a rich Republican donor who's been on trips with Thomas, or Thomas has been on trips with them, or what have you. And two, appellate court judges have stepped up. One in particular actually wrote a piece around the fact that Thomas has done absolutely nothing wrong, nothing he was supposed to report. There's nothing there that he could do for this particular person, and fully believes that if that particular person came up in front of him on a case, that he would recuse himself. And
right.
So, give me your thoughts on all of this.
Yeah, I agree. There's nothing here. Actually, when Thomas, Justice Thomas, was on the court, and when this first was brought before him, a friend, a billionaire, wants to bring him and his wife somewhere on a trip, and he went and checked with the Chief Justice at the time and the Supreme Court, saying, "Okay, this is my situation. Is this within the rules? Do you have any concerns? And I want to make sure I'm above reproach." They said, "No, this is within our rules." But you know, if there's a case that it comes up before you but involving this gentleman, you're going to have to recuse yourself. That's never been an issue. He has openly said he would recuse himself. So there's not an issue here. If you have a justice that in any way shows any kind of a personal dealings or benefit from someone, they're going to recuse themselves. So this billionaire, it's not like this billionaire is doing something, getting something in any way. In fact, they're actually in a weaker position because they probably have a similar ideology as their good friends that they spend time with, Justice Thomas. And so they're actually worse off because if they ever did have a case go to the Supreme Court, they know full well that Justice Thomas would have to recuse himself, and they would actually be in a weaker position potentially of prevailing. So the billionaire doesn't benefit. Actually, it's his potential demise, potentially. And Thomas is fully within the rules of the Supreme Court. There is simply no issue. And yet you look at the Congress, and they refuse to limit their ability to use their insider information to make tons of money on the stock market at the expense of we the people, the average investor, and Pelosi and the whole like. And Schumer have blocked their ability to stop corruptly using their insider information. It's outrageous. It's sick, and a clear breach of public trust.
I'm giggling over here because I'm thinking to myself, Congress is concerned with the ethics of SCOTUS. Let that kind of sit and bubble for a minute, right? You're going, are you guys for real? Seriously? These people are just amazing how unconnected basically they are to themselves, right?
Hey, this is political. This isn't substantive, and they know full well. And I think that hopefully the American people will see right through it. Nothing wrong has been done. By the court, they have the rules. They abide by them, and they're making this is a nothingness. There's nothing supporting this this concern, but there's a lot supporting the need for ethical reform with regard to Congress. It's all over the place. The abuse of discretion of insider trading. It's disgusting, and the Pelosi and her family have made a killing off the taxpayers, and they should be ashamed of themselves.
You know, I next week, let's talk about the Trump stuff that's coming up and where you think that sits. I know the Georgia DA is sitting on it, waiting for the exact time to, what I'll say is, to attack. I find this stuff just so disgusting all the way around. But when you look at this all, again, you can see how they've laid this out to keep him off balance. But you're not going to keep him off balance, not that guy, that easy, so... Hey, before we get rolling here, we're going to give it up here in about 30 seconds. I want you to tell people how they get in touch with you, how they can help.
Oh, you bet. Our website, they can sign up to get our free legal newsletter updates or support us at pji.org, pji.org.
Always perfect. All right, guys, you got me. You're stuck with me for the next hour, so don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break. Joe Mazzini, your host. You're listening to the Joe Mazzini Show.